A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kufayin Aleph, Baba Basra 171a, pagination is 341. We're starting from the Gemara, about 10 lines up from the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan, we learnt, addressing the topic of Shtar Muktam or Shtar Me'uchar. A Shtar Muktam is a document that was written with a date that's earlier than the current date when the transaction is occurring. For example, person borrows money and they would write in the document a date that's earlier than today's date. That makes the shtar pasul. It is invalid because such a document is a fraudulent, cheating type of document, in that it would enable the person who holds this document, saying that he's owed money from a certain date, to collect from liens of property that occurred even before the loan actually occurred. And that's unacceptable. A shtar muktam doesn't work because it's locking in liens from an earlier date. The question is, what about a shtar me'uchar? The document is more lenient on the liens. It's dating it at a later date than the current date of transaction. Is there anything wrong with that? And we're going to see that there is a concern that if the date is later, then perhaps what might happen is they do a transaction now. In the interim, the person pays up the loan or buys back the field or something like that. And then this document that was post-dated becomes a very big fraudulent type problem, because the holder of this document could claim, no, I bought the field from you later. And when you bought it back, that's from a different transaction, or similarly by a loan. The person paid up the money after the loan was given, but because this document of the loan is post-dated, is later than the date of repayment, so the borrower is going to produce a receipt, and the lender is going to produce the original loan document with a date that's after the receipt. And he's going to claim, oh, it's a different loan and you still have to pay up. We need to explore not so much shtar muktam, because that's clearly puzzle, but what are the ramifications of a shtar me'uchar if it's post-dated? Tanu Rabbanan, we learn. Shtar shezmano kaso b'shabes o ba'asora b'tishrei, if a document is written up on a date, with a date, it says in it that it occurred on Shabbos, it says on it that it occurred on Yom Kippur, shtar me'uchar hu, you could rest assured that what really happened over here is that they wanted the lien to take effect on that date, but that it wasn't actually written on that date, because Jews don't write shtaros on Shabbos or Yom Kippur. So clearly what happened was the transaction occurred earlier, and they were with a desire for it to take effect in liens on that particular date, the 15th of the month, and it happens the 15th of the month is Yom Kippur. But that's when it's taking effect, and it's a shtar me'uchar. V'kosher. Divir Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says it's fine. Rabbi Yossi posel, Rabbi Yossi says it's a problem. We'll have to see what case is a problem according to Rabbi Yossi. Omer lo Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, V'halo maise b'lefanecha b'tzipori, didn't an incident occur in the city of Tzipori, v'hichsharto? And you, Rabbi Yossi, who are telling me it's possible, you paskind on that occasion that it's kosher. Amalo, he said, kishehechsharti, bazehechsharti. When I said it's kosher, I was talking about the specific case that you just mentioned, Shabbos or Yom Kippur, because it's clear from the document that it's not written on the date that it says, and we'll understand that it's a shtar me'ucher, and as a result, we're going to take that into account whenever a receipt or a different transaction is brought up. We'll realize that this date is not quite so reliable, and we'll be able to navigate the question correctly. Had it been a shtar me'ucher of an ordinary date, then Rabbi Yossi holds it's a problem. Omer Rabbi Pedos explains, Hakol modim shim huskaknu la'onaso shel shtar v'nimtzes onaso mechuvenes b'shabes o b'asara b'tishrei. If we analyze the date of the shtar and we see that it falls out on a Shabbos or Yom Kippur, sheshtar me'uchor hu v'kosher. That's the case that everyone agrees is kosher. Lo nechleku, the entire disagreement about shtar me'uchor is ela b'shtar me'uchor ba'alma, that if it's just post-dated to a regular, ordinary date that cannot be detected as a shtar me'uchor. Rabbi Yehuda, letaimei, Rabbi Yehuda, according to his reasoning, de omar ein kosvin shova, you don't write receipts. For lo nafik minei churva, nothing wrong can happen. There's a date on the document. That's when the loan was given, as far as we're concerned. There will not be a receipt in the world given for an earlier date, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, we don't write receipts, and therefore there's no problem. For Rabbi Yossi Litame, Rabbi Yossi, according to his reasoning, to Omar Kosvin Shofar, we do write receipts. For Nafik Minechurva, there could be a problem with the Shtar Me'uchar, that the Shtar Me'uchar is so post-dated that the person already paid up in the interim. Let's use dates. Let's say a loan is given today, a day in July 2017, and they make it a shtar me'ucher and they write 2019, and in the interim, before that date in 2019 occurs, the person pays up the loan, gets a receipt, because the lender claims, I don't know where the document is, so he gives him a receipt, but that receipt is dated in 2018. At some point after 2019, the lender could produce that original loan document and claim, I was never paid for this loan. Rabbi Yossi says that's a big problem. And therefore, a shtar me'uchar is invalid. Let's drop down to the wide lines, counting down from where the wide lines begin, about six lines, Tanan Hosam at the end of a line. We learned Shtarei Chov HaMukdamim Pesulim, a Shtar Chov that's written for earlier than it occurred, Pesulim, that's invalid, as we explained, because it creates liens that are not justified. VaHamu'ucharim Kisherim, but if it's written later, then it's going to be kosher. There's a qualification here, it only applies to Shtarei Halva'a, loans, but it doesn't apply to Mekach or Memkar transactions, because we're worried that the person will buy back the field after he sold it, and if the dates are wrong, it's going to be totally confusing. Asks the Gemara, now that we have the concept of Rabbi Yossi on the table, there's a concern that if you do write a receipt, you have to be careful not to write a document me'uchar, post-dated, because a confusion can occur in this loan repayment. Asks the Gemara seven lines up, V'ha'idna, nowadays, the kasvinan shtari me'uchar, we do allow post-dated documents by loans, V'kasvinan tavra, and we do allow receipts, albeit reluctantly. In Shulchan Aruch, it's described that he's going to have to make some sort of affirmation that he doesn't own the document, he can't find it. If it's in a different city, some say he cannot collect. Let him go to the other city, retrieve the document before we're going to deal with it. But ultimately, there are cases when we write receipts. So there's a problem here. If you allow a shtar me'uchar, a post-dated document, and you allow receipts, then you have the concern of Rabbi Yossi, and why are we not reckoning with Rabbi Yossi's concern? And the Gemara on the top of Kufayin Beis addresses this and says, V'ha'idna deloko avdinan hachi, indeed, we do not follow Rabbi Yossi's concern. Amalei Rabbanan takinu takune tikini, the Rabbanan made their takanas. The rabbis put things into place. We want dates in documents. If the Lova insists that he's not going to be protecting himself, he's not going to concern himself with the shtar me'uchar, then when he gets the shover, when he gets the receipt, he's going to have to pay attention to this concern that there's a post-dated document that he's getting a receipt on, and the dates don't work, and he could be demanded payment a second time. The rabbis took care of it. They require dates. If you don't want, so manda ovid ovid, a person who obeys, obeys, manda lo ovid, yudav said anavshe, he's messing himself up. And by loans, we do not step in to force our protection upon him. In the case of transactions, indeed, because a person sells and then tries to buy it back, etc., it's a known concept called transaction. The shtar would be considered invalid if it was me'uchar, because it opens it up to this possibility. This is recorded in Choshen Mishpat Mem Gimel Seifim Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. Yashay Koach, thank you for joining.